I want you to see this. This is our website, Best of Us Investors. And if you go to it, you go under services, and I want you to go to the bus 13. And what you're going to see there is a video where I explain what the bus 13 is all about. But what I want you to look at is what I've done. Since 1999, I have identified 22 stocks. Not all of them were around in 1999, but I've tracked their performance, such as in 1999, Apple gave you a 151% return on your investment, and the next year took 71% of it away. Then what I have done is I've tracked in yellow all of the years that they showed a loss. And I want you to look here in 2008. All of these, except Meta, lost money in 2008. And so the portfolio, as an average, lost 49%. But there's something to be learned here. And I think it can be learned here in 2022. Look again. This is the only other year that you see this. Of all the big hitters, the Magnificent Seven, all of them lost money, even including Meta, and even going across here. And it turns out there's five stocks that haven't. This one, here's its ticker. That's Super Micro Computers, who makes the computers that are going into the data centers. The next one here is Excellus Technologies. They make some of the switches and parts that go into Super Micro's computers. And then the next one is Extreme Networks. Again, they're involved in the data center revamp that we're doing. And then come across here, and this is Rambus. They make an advanced semiconductor. And then this one is one I just discovered, and this is Modine. In fact, the last two videos I did were on Modine. They make the air conditioners that, in fact, cool these data centers. You got to have an enormous air conditioner. And so then look at the five stocks, and look what they've done then the next year. Up 166, up 105, up 30, up 64. And then Modine up 124. So is there something to be learned here? I think what is to be learned is they're all basically remodeling, retrofitting the data centers that produce all the data that you're going to need for artificial intelligence and machine learning. So I look at them, and I'm confident that I'm going to get at least a 2X by December 31st of 2024. Let's get into that a little deeper. This is a discovery.
Best of Us Investors presents Kerry Griegmeier.
Okay, let's clear the air about something. Let's get rid of the elephant in the room. And that is, for a year and a half, I really beat the drum on genome sequencing and genome editing and the ability to remove diseases from our body. And that was driven by that shirt there. That's a shirt that my daughter wore in a bike race that she and I participated on about 2 months before she died of cancer. I want cancer to be taken away. I've lost now my mother, my father, my daughter, and just last month I lost my younger brother to cancer. So I had a bias there. I have come to recognize and realize that genome sequencing and genome editing is not going to happen like artificial intelligence will happen. There's nothing holding that back. But we have a good FDIC, Federal Food and Drug Administration, that basically says, we aren't going to let you put needles in people's arms and alter their DNA, alter their body chemistry without some proven knowledge of what's going to happen 2 years from now, 10 years from now. You aren't going to be able to go in and alter someone's sperm and egg and choose how tall they want to be and what color of hair until we know the unintended consequences. So I have recognized that is in the future, and I am continuing to monitor it, and that will be my bus 14. But right now, I'm dealing with bus 12 and bus 13. Bus 13 is the number one. It is all about the revamping, the retooling of the data centers around the world and the building of new data centers around the world in order to accommodate the demand that is going to be put upon them as a result of artificial intelligence. Well, what is that? Well, if you go to a website today, it's a static website. It may show you pictures. It may show you copy. It may even show you a video. But you do not have the ability to ask it a question and get an answer. And then you do not have the ability to actually see an avatar come in and engage you and be a part of that website. That's going to take a tremendous amount of data. The closest we've been to that is gaming, and gaming takes a tremendous amount of data and computing power. It takes a different kind of chip. Rather than a CPU, it takes a GPU chip. Up until recently, the only people who made GPU chips for the gamers was NVIDIA, and that's why NVIDIA chip is so coveted. And it was only made by Taiwan Semiconductor. That is changing. There are people on the bus 12 then that are going to deliver you this artificial intelligence. What might that look like? Well, I just recently, about 3 months, 4 months ago, had an operation on my hand. My finger used to look like that. I had what is called Dupuytren's syndrome. It's a genomic disease that my body carries because I'm a Viking. And the Vikings went through the world and raped, pillaged, and plundered every country that they could, and then brought every disease that they picked up in their rape, pillaging, and plundering activities and brought it back to their wives and then gave it to me. Okay? That's why my body, that's why my family is plagued with cancer, and that's why I had Dupuytren's syndrome. When I went to my doctor to talk about it, she told me I had two choices. One, I could be operated on, where they would cut that finger open, go in and scrape the deposits that are on my tendon off and remove it. And then I would have 3 months of therapy to bring it back. And it's almost back. The other option, she said, was one of using steroids and over a period of time and kind of melting away that deposit. She informed me she didn't do that. So I didn't get the pitch on that. Whereas in the future, I will be able to go to through Google and say, I have Dupuytren's syndrome. I need to know everything that I can about it. Is there anybody I can talk to? And Google will put me in front of an avatar who has all the knowledge of the world about Dupuytren's syndrome and give me all the options. I will be able to ask questions. I will be able to say, I think there's another option beyond surgery. Tell me about that. What is the cost effect? How will my insurance pay for it? I have Blue Cross Blue Shield Alabama, and I will get all my answers from a website. I won't go and deal with one doctor who has her own agenda because she only does one way of getting this done. I won't have to deal with that. That is the same thing that will happen when I go to buy a new car. I won't deal with a used car salesman or a new car salesman. I'll deal with an avatar who has all the knowledge in the world and doesn't have a predetermined agenda to put upon me. So that's what's happening. But as a result of what's going to happen, and there's no FDIC, Food and Drug Administration, holding it back, it's coming as fast as they can make it. And that's why those six stocks I showed you started to go positive in 2020 when every other stock in the world was going negative. They were already getting prepared to rebuild out these data centers to cool them. They have been cooled by air conditioning up until now. Now they're going to cool them with liquid. So the computers have to be changed. The racks have to be restructured. We're moving from the VW Beetle, and I think there was a Porsche also that had an air-cooled engine, but that limited the horsepower to it. Well, that's exactly what's happening now. I don't think you can buy an air-cooled engine unless it's an electric engine, and I don't really know about that. But the world is changing, and it's changing so damn fast that we have stocks that I just shared with you that are going to double, triple, maybe even 5x between now and 12/31/2024. And if you will ignore Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen and the people. You have never heard anybody on CNBC or Fox Business or Bloomberg's talk about the rebuild of the data centers that is going on. Yet I showed you in that video, it started in 2022. And those were the five stocks that were positive where when everything else was negative. And then they're continuing on their positive run. And you have an opportunity, if you want to, if you want to educate yourself, if you want to learn, if rather than just do what somebody, a talking head, whether it's on YouTube or TV, rather than do what they say to do, take the information I've just put in front of you. Go to Seeking Alpha. Go to Yahoo Finance, wherever you want to go, and see if I'm not right. Okay? Do your research. Get on a screener every day and see what stocks are going up, and you're going to find where they're at. Look at that portfolio guide. Go to my website. Sign up and become a member of our tribe and get on the bus, and I'm going to get rich. I don't know about you.